being recognized as one of the 2023 Canada's most powerful women. Top 100 award winners by Women's Executive Network is not something that Rebecca Shields takes lightly. The Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of Canadian Mental Health Association York Region and South Simcoe calls it unbelievably humbling to be honored alongside such difference-making women. Sherry Stevens, owner and CEO of Women's Executive Network, said that it takes a powerful woman to lead like a legend in her field and empower those around her to do the same. This year's winners embody that power, giving us hope when we need it most, setting new bars and changing the status quo, she said. They are legends celebrated not just for the things they do, but also how they touch the lives of others. When Shields looked at the list and saw she made it, she felt filled with gratitude because she took a career path of doing what she loves to do and can't even believe she's made it this far. It's amazingly inspiring to be part of it, she said. Coming from a family of volunteers, Shields always wanted to do something meaningful with her life and began volunteering at a young age. She initially went to school to get her degree in chemistry, but when one of her friends started working in fundraising, Shields couldn't believe she could turn her passion into a full-time job. That took her to the Greater Vancouver Food Bank, where she was the director of development and communications and was able to double the amount of revenue and food they were able to raise in her first year on the job, she said. That showed her that when you do something you love and are passionate about, you're happy to put all your energy into it. I felt like I was meant to do this, she said. All along the way, I just kept following the causes that I believed in and tried to do my best. Shields is grateful that she's had the opportunity to do important work and work with amazing people throughout her career, and that being recognized in this way is wonderful because it highlights the importance of mental health. This is part of a bigger conversation about the important work we're doing and showing that it should be valued, she said. I want more colleagues of mine in mental health to be recognized for their contributions. While being one of the 103 award winners is something of which Shields is proud, she says there's still more work to be done and she feels empowered that this could be something that helps her get the recognition to do more. It's like putting a booster pack on my back, she said. Because maybe this helps me leverage it to do more. Shields said that it's meaningful for the Canadian Mental Health Association and her team because there's so much they want to do and she's hopeful this allows them to do more, do better, and reach more people. The need is growing and the need is out there, she said. I'm not even close to done yet. Since it began in 2012, the Canada's Most Powerful Women Top 100 Awards have recognized and celebrated 1,628 women. This year's winners will be celebrated in person at the 21st Annual Top 100 Awards Gala at the Fairmont Royal York, Toronto, November 30. Purchase tickets here and see the full list of winners here.